Without further ado, this is Debug 50. So first, before we talk about specifically what Debug 50 is, I thought we could tackle what is debugging. For many programmers, debugging is a very, very familiar concept, but if you do not quite know yet, it is the process of identifying and removing errors from a computer program. Or as I recognize it, it's sitting in front of your computer, seeing all your code, and thinking, why in the world does this not work? And so just another example of what this might look like. This is just a screenshot of part of a program that I called initials.c. No need to figure out specifically what's going on, but essentially I'm just trying to input somebody's name and then output the initials of that person's name with each letter capitalized. And so this is what it would look like. Before we talk about Debug 50 specifically, there are actually a few ways to debug in any language, and one of them is using print statements. So what that would look like is if I have some kind of program like this, I would just add a print statement wherever I wanted to reveal one of my variables or just identify what one of those values is. So right here, I'm using eprintf, and I'm just trying to reveal what the first letter of my input is, which is this argument v statement right there. And eprintf is a function that's available in the CS50 library. You can find more information about the function in reference.cs50.net. But it's a really good resource that CS50 offers because it's not just a normal print statement. It actually also outputs the line number that that print statement is on and also the file in which it is. And so especially when you get to longer, more complicated programs or programs with multiple files, it kind of clarifies where you are in the program and where that print statement is. In addition, if at the end of your programming and you're kind of done with the assignment, you can go in and control F, select all of them at the same time, and delete them all at the same time. So it does kind of remove some of the tedious nature of debugging using print statements. Debug 50, on the other hand, doesn't use print statements, but it's a visual debugger built into the CS50 IDE. So the way you use it is you would set breakpoints or kind of stopping points along in your code, and it basically slows down the program to a speed at which a human can understand. So computer science, computers move very quickly, and oftentimes, like Greg was saying, it's hard to find that tangible thing for students to kind of figure out what's going on, and it goes, you don't really know what's going on underneath the hood, so to speak. But breakpoints and this Debug 50 allows you to go line by line and allows students to kind of reveal what's going on underneath their lines of code. It also allows you to view and modify variables during execution, so even without input, a student can go in and change, say, the value of some variable x or something as the program is running. So here again, this is just a small snippet of this program. And on the left there, those red circles, those are the breakpoints. And this yellow arrow just kind of shows you what line the debugger is currently on. And the way that you set these breakpoints is you just click to the left of the line numbers there in your IDE. And super important to remember that you must set at least one breakpoint to actually use the debugger. I know I've forgotten to do this many times. It'll prompt you, but just to remind your students and yourselves that you do need to set a breakpoint to be able to use Debug 50. All right, this is just how you run it. Again, like the other tools, prepend Debug 50 to whatever, however you usually run your program. In this case, I had this program .initials. It takes an input of any string of multiple words. This is Elfie Carvalho. She's our CS50 dog, and actually Aaron's dog, super cute. So those would be our command line arguments for this particular program. All right, and then this is actually what the debugger looks like. I'm gonna go in the IDE and show a live demo in a second, but before then, there's a few sections that Debug 50 really shows you. So at the very top, you have watch expressions, and it's blank at first usually, but what you can do is just go in and type in any variable that you want to reveal during the running process. So here I've just typed in initials, I'm tracking that particular array. Next is the call stack. This is kind of the layers of functions that you're currently in. So you'll probably start in main, which is the function where the program will start. And then if you have outside functions, it'll display which functions that you're currently running through. Last section is local variables. These are any variables that you've defined within the scope of your current function. And so just a couple variables that I've defined here, and you get to track their values as you go line by line. So really useful. It kind of reveals everything without you having to explicitly go in and write print statements for everything you want to see. And just a quick note, watch expressions will actually watch global variables, whereas local variables will only show you variables within the scope of the function that you're currently in. And then just how to navigate using Debug 50, a few buttons at top. The play button is kind of resume through your program at a normal speed. It'll allow you to either go to the rest of the end of the file if you're done using Debug 50, or it'll bring you straight to your next breakpoint. Step over kind of just goes to the next line. Step into will go into a function other than the one that you're currently in. So if you're at int main void and you want to go into an outside function, you got to use step into. Step out of does the exact opposite. It'll go back into the outside function. And the button on the very right is deactivate all breakpoints. It'll kind of just pause the breakpoints on the left in the IDE. Alrighty. From there, let's do a demo. Okay, so here I just have this program called grade, and all it's doing is asking the user to put in some number, percentage, and output a grade, hopefully. Let's see if it works. Make grade. Cool, it compiles, I'm just gonna run it. What percentage did you get as a number? Okay, maybe I didn't do so well. I'm gonna put in like a 67. Okay, that's good. Got a D, that's correct, but not the grade that I want. We're gonna try this again. How about maybe my student did a little better, I'll give it like an 85. Oh, still a D, that's a little weird. So at this point, note that this is a runtime error and not necessarily a compile error where you would use help 50. So I'm gonna run debug 50. Again, just prepend it in front of whatever command that you initially ran. Debug 50 grade. Oh. Yeah, see, forgot to put breakpoints, so I'm gonna go ahead and add that. Not quite sure where my error would be, so always a good rule of thumb if you don't know is to put it just at int main void where your program will begin. If students do have an idea of where that error would be, advise putting it like a little earlier than that problem would be so the debugger has time to run through it. Just in case, I'm gonna put another breakpoint in front of my helper function. Let's try that again. Alrighty, and here my debugger has popped up on the right. So starting from here, I'm just gonna go to the next line. Not sure what happens there. Okay, put in a number. 85 was giving me the problem, so I'm gonna try that again. And here I have this helper function get grade. So actually I'm gonna use the step into button to go to that function. And if you ever do forget what these are, if you hover, they will give you like exactly what the description is. So I'm gonna step into, so I go to get grade. I'm tracking my value percent, still 85 as I wanted. And here, note that grade is this kind of weird number. That's basically because grade has not yet been initialized. So I set grade to be something here, but I haven't initialized it or assigned it to something. So I'm just gonna keep going. Percent is still 85, okay, that's right. It's not greater than 90, perfect, skipped it. It is greater than 80, hopefully it goes in here. Look, that looks right. Is it greater than 70? Oh, it's also greater than 70, so now it's reassigning grade again. Looks like it's okay, so now I kind of understand what's going on. I can hit resume and go through that. So it looks like I'm missing an else if here to make sure it doesn't go into these additional if statements. Let's try that again. I'm gonna recompile my program, looks good. And then if I run it again with a number, no, another number, 97, so optimistic. Here we go, and it looks like it's working out. Alrighty. So just to recap again, debugging is an essential CS skill. I would say that I spend significantly more time debugging than I do actually writing through my program the first time around. And it's a tool for both students and teachers. For students, definitely learning how to debug is just crucial to the entirety of CS. Again, establishing that culture of error, that it's okay to make mistakes. Actually, this is not related to CS, but in one of my courses this semester, I was in a math class and I happened to be the only person at office hours, was really confused on a problem. And my TF was helping me out and she kind of, I think she froze a little bit and was like, oh no, I don't know how to help the student, and panicked a little. But in that process, she kind of whipped out a bunch of papers and started writing everywhere and like, this is how I would approach this problem, and tried a whole bunch of things. And to me, as a struggling student, that actually was a lot more helpful, because I kind of saw her process of how to go through and figure out a problem step by step when the answer is not super clear. So not only is it for students to figure out how to work through these problems, but it's also for teachers to help establish the culture of error that Greg was talking about, and show kids that it's not really about getting it to work at the very end, but how you get there. And then again, it saves time and frustration. So I would say a lot of kids in CS50 won't necessarily be aware of this tool, and Debug 50 really, just because it allows you to see all the variables at once without going through yourself and adding a bunch of print statements, it's super useful. Just a couple methods to debug outside of Debug 50. One, just always encouraging students to try corner cases or any potential edge cases where their program may or may not work, and also potentially using Debug 50 with that. Using print statements, eprintf, it's definitely a valid way to debug and maybe better in certain cases. Also, if the problem is not necessarily something that is easily revealed with Debug 50, going back to stage one and making flowcharts, like what is your logic in this program? How do you get from step A to step B? And then again, rubber duck debugging, which computer scientists know as putting a little rubber duck in front of your desk and just kind of talking to it. And sometimes that really does help figure out some of the breaks in logic and what you should do as your next step. So that's all I have for Debug 50. Cool.